I'm Emily.
And I'm Amy.
And we're The Boss Witches,
a podcast all about being a modern day witch.
And a boss bitch, all in one.
Hey, Emily.
Hey, Amy.
It is time for the holidays. Are you excited, nervous, stressed? How are you feeling?
I'm actually way more excited than usual for winter and the holidays. This is the first year my son, who's two, is going to understand the holidays, and I'm planning to go all out with the decorations.
Speaking of decorations,
oh boy,
I need to take my Halloween down. That is past overdue.
Don't feel too bad. Mine are still sitting on my kitchen counter. I'm honestly too scared to go into my attic. Yikes. So, Amy, were you a boss or a witch this week?
I would say this week I've been pretty boss-like. I had a few interviews this week, just waiting to hear back. Hopefully some good news.
Interviews are definitely boss behavior. We talked about my struggles with that last time. Sending you some good energy and fingers crossed. This week, I have been witchy. I've been focusing on improving my tarot card skills by reading my interpretation book and trying to memorize a few cards from the major arcana each day so that I can do your tarot without having to flip through my
book. Oh, yeah. That's a struggle for me.
It is a struggle. Like, flip through my book, and while you're just waiting there, like, this lady does not know what she's doing.
Yes, I wanna memorize them, kind of learn them more, but
yeah, we can do it together.
Definitely takes time.
Yeah, but I've had really good success with tarot cards and them being very accurate and honestly spooking me out.
Yes, but then I've also had some that aren't so accurate.
That's because your mind wasn't in it.
Probably. All the cats and dogs trying to mess up my tarot reading.
Yeah, she'll text me and be like, I'm so mad at my pets. They're jumping all over my tarot cards and I can't even read them.
So Daphne's the worst.
So like, take a picture.
So smart. So today we'll be talking all about pagan holidays.
And how to deal with stress around the holidays.
Yes. Sounds like just what I need.
Me too.
Emily, why don't you kick us off with that pagan holiday knowledge?
All right. So yeah, I'm going to go over the pagan holidays. They're called the Wheel of the Year. The name was actually created by Aidan Kelly, and it's kind of a Wiccan tradition. These holidays were originally combined into the Wiccan calendar by Margaret Murray, Gerald Gardner, and Aidan Kelly. They're based on Western European pagan Sabbats, and they're linked to the seasons, and it's all based around celebrating what is available to eat, drink, and enjoy throughout the year, which I can get down with.
Yes. Eating, that's my specialty.
Always eating. There's also a heavy emphasis on the light versus dark, so sunlight, playing a major role in how each Sabbat is interpreted and celebrated. So, do you think these came before Christianity?
Yes. Always talk about it, so I'm going to guess yes.
Yes, it was before Christianity. And these were passed from generation to generation. And it's really cool how different regions featured the different Sabbats more prominently based on where they originated. Like, we're talking about the Celts, Norse mythology, and even some Egyptian cultures. And don't feel like you have to practice all of these because it is a lot. There's 8. You can choose which resonate with your practice and just kind of set the others aside. It's also a good idea to align any spells you're doing to the Sabbat that lines up with that intention. So you wouldn't want to do something really joyful and energetic when it's like the winter one.
Okay, good to know.
Yes. I mean, you can still do it, but might not work. So I'm going to just summarize kind of briefly all of them. And on the most practiced and honestly interesting Sabbats, I'm going to do a deeper explanation. In the following descriptions, you're going to hear names of herbs, incense, and crystals, and you'll be like, what's that? So if any spark some interest, feel free to research what they mean, but we will be covering them in the future episodes. This is just to give you a little taste of what's coming up. All this information was found online on different Wiccan websites and metaphysical websites. I'm going to have them linked below. So the first one, do you think this is going to start in January or no?
No.
It is not. It's Yule. It does not. Which you probably think is the last because it's during our last, it's kind of near Christmas, so it's kind of near our last, but it's actually the beginning of the cycle of the wheel.
How do you know where the wheel starts if it's a circle?
It doesn't. Well, okay. Everyone has a beginning, okay? It's of birth, death, and renewal. So
what came first? The chicken or the egg?
They both did. Okay. All right, Amy. See
you. I digress.
Too many questions. We covered this already. She's going to have a whole book soon for me. She's like, I didn't understand. I need more information about these holidays.
I should be taking notes.
And she's going to get on me like the pastor. Okay, but I digress. So we've got Yule, which if you're in the Northern Hemisphere is December 21st to 23rd, or if you're in the Southern, it's June 20th to 23rd. It goes along with the winter solstice. It's the longest night of the year.
Miserable.
And for some. But yeah, it would be miserable. When it gets darker, I get sadder as well.
I'll talk about that later. Don't you worry.
Oh, good. I need tips. So this is a foundation for Christmas, which we already spoke about. It marks the return of the sun. So it's like the end of the dark cycle.
The sun, like Jesus, the sun?
Whoa. No.
Boom, mind blown.
I know. But also it marks the return of the warm air to the earth, the sunlight. It's considered the festival of lights, candies, and there's trees with lights. So you kind of see how that was just copy and pasted into our modern Christmas. And it's considered to be a transfer of power from the Holly King to the Oak King and to represent a cycle that has no end.
Ooh,
I know. And the colors, obviously, are red, green, and gold. Some plants, pine, fir, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, and oak leaves. You can see this all relates to what's in season. If you want to burn some incense, do some cedar, frankincense, cinnamon, and pine. Crystals, bloodstone, emerald, citrine, and clear quartz. Clear quartz is good for pretty much all the time, honestly. Food and drink is what we like.
Mm-hmm.
Mulled wine, hot cider, and nuts.
I don't like nuts.
I don't really like them either, but they're good for you. So I kind of just force them down with some chocolate on top, maybe.
Yeah.
Or does that negate the health?
It does, yeah.
Shh. Dark chocolate. And then the spells during this time you want to focus on: happiness, hope, love, peace, and strengthening bonds. It's a great time to get out, enjoy nature, cleanse yourself of any negative patterns you've been getting into, set your intention for the coming year. And it's also a great time to share stories with family and friends from the past year and honor lost family members, which I think is really nice. Okay, have you heard of the Yule log?
No.
You have not?
No, I don't know anything about the holidays.
She's like, I get presents, and that's it. So the Yule log, it's like a big log, burnt to represent that the light can be found even during the darkest times. And you usually burn it through the night, safely, to remind us to persevere through any hardship. A piece of the log is usually saved for the next year's fire, once again representing the cycle of birth, death, and everything continues and goes together. So that's a Yule.
Interesting. Sounds a lot like Christmas.
Oh, really? I wonder why. The next is not as frequently practiced. It looks like Imbolc, but it's Imbolc. It's February 1st in the Northern Hemisphere, August 1st for the Southern. It's the sign of the coming of spring. Less rain, more sun, and this is associated with the Celt goddess Brigid. Those who practice Celtic witchcraft can leave offerings to her, and she is a fertility goddess.
Keep me away from her.
You're like, what do I do opposite? How can I, like, repel? Amy, I'm not ready for all that. She spends 2 hours with my kids and is like, I have a headache.
Every time.
Every single time. But no, I know. My kids like to talk, especially to Amy. All right, so it's a good time to cleanse your house and sow new seeds, which, yes, it does mean babies, a new job, new relationships. And you
kind of like February 14th. It's February 1st, though.
Oh. We'll see how that does relate even more. So you celebrate with candles and bonfires to cleanse. And it's also a good time to donate to the less fortunate since you're cleansing. Colors, you're going to go with pink, white, light green. And plants, get some blackberries, some chamomile tea, cinnamon, snowdrops, and witch hazel, which is good for acne. You want to burn some incense, go with vanilla, jasmine, and chamomile. I've got a word on here I don't recognize, which I'm skipping. Okay. And for your crystals, you want to get out your amethyst, turquoise, citrine, and bloodstone. Bloodstone again, interesting. And for your food and drink, pop those sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, seeded breads, oats, and poppy seed cakes.
So many seeds for planting new seeds.
Oh. All right, this one, let's see if you recognize this one. So it's called Ostara, which is actually a show based on this right now. And in the beginning, you're like, what is this? And at the end, you're like, oh, it's just that. But it's very good.
The show?
Yeah. It's
never heard of it.
It's on Netflix. It's a foreign film. Can't remember the name now. So I'll put that in.
It's not called Ostara?
it's not, because it's kind of like a surprise that that's what it's about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're just...
So you... Spoiler.
Oh, shit. Never mind. Okay. Ostara. And yes, go ahead and see. Let me know when you think you know what this one's about. So this is March 21st in the Northern Hemisphere, September 21st in the Southern. It's during the spring equinox, so that's more daylight. It's the main, the big boy fertility festival. It's all about abundance, balance, harmony, and new life.
I'm going to guess, because I've heard you talk about it plenty of times, Easter.
Yes, it's the foundation for Christian Easter, and you're going to see why even more. So they decorate eggs, there's rabbits, there's baby chicks, any like baby animals, because it's all about babies. It's a good time for fertility spells and doing certain fertility activities.
Wasn't the last holiday about fertility as well?
They need a lot of fertility. Okay.
No, we don't. We don't want that.
Well, in those days,
we did.
And it's a good time to watch the sunrise, and you decorate your altar with flowers that are in season.
Pretty.
I know. I'm excited to decorate my altar along with each season. More reason to buy stuff.
I'm excited to finally sew the fabric for my altar.
Yeah, we'll go over altars in a later episode. They're fun, and you can make it personal to yourself and don't feel like you have to match what someone else is doing or drop loads of money on it. So for colors for Ostara, we got pastel pink, green, yellow, and white.
Twite.
She's making fun of me for my typos. I can't help that. And plants, you've got narcissus, daffodils, which I have tons in my yard, honeysuckle. Did you ever try to eat that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a honeysuckle on the way home from the bus stop.
And you on the way home, you just do that?
Oh, yeah.
Would you just grab a handful and take it home with you?
No, just...
Just sit there.
Take a little honeysuckle break.
I had some in my honeysuckle break.
That's great.
I had one in my backyard. I'd go back there. My mom would be like, what are you doing? It's germy. I'm like, oh my God, mom. Also lilies and lemon balm. And if you want to burn some incense, go with rose, strawberry, sandalwood, which is what Amy's house frequently smells like, jasmine, violet, and narcissus. And for crystals, once again, we got clear quartz, rose quartz, agate.
We need to look up these pronunciations before we do this, don't we?
I thought I knew, but I did not know.
A gate?
I don't think it's a gate.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Agate. Amazorite. And jasper. And
don't feel bad if y'all don't know what any of this stuff is. I don't know what half of it is either.
Yeah, we're going to learn. This is just like, ooh, get us interested. And be like, ooh, what's a jate? Or a gate? And then, of course, you want to eat some eggs and some kale, spinach, lettuce, seeds, and light breads this time. We're moving towards the summer. So we've got Beltane, also not that frequently practiced. See if this reminds you of a movie. Probably haven't seen it because it's bloody.
And I don't watch movies.
Yeah, she's weird like that.
I don't have time.
Also true.
And when I do have time, I say I should be spending this time doing something productive.
Called out. She just called me out, guys. Shots fired. All right. So Beltane is May 1st in the Northern Hemisphere, November 1st in the Southern. The days are heating up. Everything's extremely fertile.
Whatever that means.
Extremely. It's another fertility festival.
We need to get rid of these fertility festivals.
We've got bonfires and we dance around a maypole like Midsummer, the movie.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, she can't watch it. She'll be traumatized. It's kind of like a phallus, the pole coming up out of the earth. Yeah. It's like the earth is being fertilized. New life. It's the prime time to get married if you're into witchy things and hand fastings. We'll go over what that is. It's basically a special way of tying people together if you're Wiccan. You decorate your hair with flowers, which I like. And for your altar, you can put up your god and goddess statues, whoever you are practicing with. And Beltane is when the sun arrives to fertilize the earth. So there's lots of fertilizing the earth. Mm-hmm. Did the earth want that?
Probably.
Yeah, I guess. Green man is another symbol. This is a man that's like covered in greenery. Mm. Sounds terrifying.
Sounds like an episode of Impractical Jokers when they're pretending to be a bush. Or the bog monster.
The bog monster?
Remember that episode?
I don't.
They put Sal in a swamp and he scares people on a swamp ride.
I would pee myself. That's awful.
If you don't know what Impractical Jokers is, you have to go watch it now.
Agreed. It is very funny. My husband and I watch it a lot and stay up way too late watching it. Okay, so colors are red, blue, green, and yellow. Very basic. Plants, we got daffodils again, hawthorn, dandelion, meadows, treat, whatever that is, paprika, primrose, oak, and rose. Burn some incense, a rose, frankincense, yang yang, like yin yang twins, but the yang yang twins, peach, and vanilla. And for your crystals, you're going to break out your emerald, sunstone, pearl, malachite, and rose quartz. For the food and the drink, wine, sweet breads, elderflower, oats, and cakes. I like this wine and cake.
I don't like wine. I do still need to try that wine of yours, though.
There is some left, but it's probably old now.
So?
Hopefully not. It's watermelon. I got it at a baby shower.
Oh, watermelon? I don't want it.
I could have been drinking it, Amy.
Right. You would not. You would not have.
Why not?
Because you don't drink a lot.
It's half gone.
Impressive.
No. Yes, this is a running joke because I can have a single drink and then fall asleep while Amy's like five drinks deep and just like, I feel fine. I feel nothing.
Don't make me look bad.
She's just built different. Okay. Moving on to Letha. So this is June 20th to 24th or December 20th to 24th if you're in the southern hemisphere. This is the summer solstice. This is more commonly practiced. It's the longest day of the year.
Goodness, that's what we need.
That's what we need. I like naps, so I don't know. It's a celebration of positivity and a time for joy and fun.
Yay! Yeah.
Very fun and enthusiastic. It's a great time to watch the sunrise together, make the most of the warm weather, focus on love, healing, friendship, and beauty. I feel like hippies would like this.
It's around my birthday, so I automatically like it.
That's good. So we're going to celebrate. We'll do this. Make the most of the warm weather, whatever that means. Colors are red, gold, yellow, and orange. Plants, daffodils. Again, lots of daffodils. Dandelions, sunflowers. Amy has sunflowers.
Dead sunflowers.
I was about to say, they're not looking at the sun anymore. They're looking at the dirt. Lavender, rose, sage, and rosemary. For incense, rose again. Lowender, musk.
I saw that eyebrow raise.
When I think musk, I just think like a like stinky a man.
Yeah, stinky, like the musk of a man.
Ugh. And then we have oranges to offset the musk, lemon, and sage. And then for your crystals, you know, break out sunstone, citrine, calcite, yellow topaz, and emerald. Food and drink, apple cider, ice cream.
Is it ice cream or ice and cream?
She sees my notes. They're very scattered. There's ice, there's cream, but it's ice cream.
Okay, I'm down.
I'm very down. Squash, carrots, and honey.
All right.
But what if that was all together?
I'd eat it.
You would still eat it. This next one, I'm going to say it how it looks, and then I'm going to tell you how it's actually pronounced. It looks like Lugnasa, but it's Lunasa.
Ooh, very flowy and I know. Nice.
You could also call it Lammas if it's too complicated. It's August 1st in the north or February 1st in the southern hemisphere. It's the first of three harvest celebrations of the year. So this is when we start, you know, getting all the stuff that we've planted. We start trying to relax and reflect on what we've done. Celebrated with a feast.
Yes.
And bread.
Oh, carbs.
Yes. I feel like pasta, like nowadays, you would do pasta. All right. For sure.
Alfredo? Shrimp Alfredo?
I don't know about shrimp. It doesn't say shrimp in here.
That's not one of the foods.
It is never shrimp. So colors, we have green, gold, light brown, yellow. Plants, we got grains, heather, basil, blackthorn, clover and ivy, incense, sandalwood again, mint, which I love.
Yeah, make me a...
Mojito?
Mojito.
Yeah.
Blinked on the name for a second.
Rose, frankincense. I need to look up how to make that, though. I don't know how to make any mixed drinks.
Oh, mojitos are easy.
Our first potion. Alcoholic potions.
We'll have to make it on August 1st.
Okay, we can do that. Crystals. We got citrine, golden topaz, amber, tiger's eye, and peridot, which reminds me of the crystal gems Steven Universe.
Don't know what that is.
It's a great show. It's for kids.
That's why I don't know what it is.
But it's beautiful and it makes me cry. So check it out. It's on Cartoon Network. Food. We got breads again. Oats, honey, corn, and apples. I like corn. All right. Up next, we got Mabon or Mabon. I don't know.
Mabon. You want to look at Mabon?
Amy's always got to take it there. I'm going to say Mabon. It's September 21st, 24th, which is right around my daughter's birthday. And in the Southern Hemisphere, it's March 21st to 24th. This is the autumn equinox, signifying the end of summer, which some people might be sad about, but I get real hot.
I am sad about it.
She wears pants in the summer, guys.
Oh, yeah. Don't need to shave your legs, ever.
I can't survive. Like, I'll put on shorts and still not shave and just call it a day.
The reason is because when you go inside, they always have the AC blasting and you're going to be cold. So why not be hot for the 2 minutes you walk into the building?
That is true. This is the reminder of the end of life and how plants die during the winter cycle. And day and night are of equal length. So this is a really special time. The sun god has less power. We're moving into the dark. And also, you know the cornucopias you see everywhere for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
It's from this.
Okay. It's a little early to celebrate Thanksgiving, a couple months early.
Well, the thing is, there's three harvest festivals, but we like to smush Thanksgiving into just one, where we could be feasting three times instead.
Man.
I know.
I don't like Thanksgiving, actually. The food sucks.
Well, you can choose what food.
I request mac and cheese every year.
I thought that was a standard.
Not in my family for some reason, even though it's my favorite food.
What does your family eat?
Turkey.
And that's it, just a turkey. No sides.
No, corn, mashed potatoes.
Okay. Green bean casserole?
No.
That's my favorite.
Coleslaw, maybe? I don't even
coleslaw.
Know.
Coleslaw.
I don't know.
That's for barbecue.
Maybe we don't eat that then.
Blasphemy.
It's like, no, not coleslaw. It's like,
salad.
It's not coleslaw. What is it? I don't know. It's like some vinegary, like, cabbage.
Greens.
And sweet potatoes.
I do like sweet potatoes.
I just recently liked sweet potatoes in the last year, two years maybe.
You want to talk about what you discovered as law?
Are we going off on a tangent for a second?
Yes.
In college, my friend came into class with a bagel, and I looked at her. I looked at the bagel, and I said, "What is that?" She looked at me like I was stupid. She's like, "It's a bagel." I said, "Oh, can I try it?" I didn't know what a bagel looked like. I tried the bagel, and I fell in love.
Been deprived. And so what did she do? How many bagels did you have?
Three bagels every single day.
All the bagels.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, so tangent, and now we're back. So it is called the Pagan Thanksgiving because you're harvesting the very last of your fruit, vegetables, and herbs, and like you really want to prepare for winter at this time. The most lavish of feasts, which I can get down with. Colors, brown, gold.
Is rosemary and chamomile a color?
I did a whoopsie. So colors are brown and gold, which I feel like that would not look good together in an outfit, but call me crazy. Plants, sage, rosemary, chamomile, and marigold. Incense, sage again, so that's good for cleansing. Pine, cinnamon, apple, and frankincense. Cinnamon sounds amazing. Crystals, citrine, amber, quartz, sapphire, and lapis lazuli. That's another character in Steven Universe.
Interesting.
She's got a whole song. It's beautiful. Food. We got rye bread. Do you like rye bread?
I don't think I've ever had it. I've had rum bread.
More deprivation.
Yes.
Okay. On the list, rye bread for Amy. Apples, wine, potatoes, nuts, and fresh meat.
Does it have to be a certain type of meat? Or
I don't know why it says just fresh meat. That sounds very odd. Like any meat?
I guess so.
And now we have the one that pretty much everyone has probably heard of. It's, okay, so it looks like Samhain. You know what I'm talking about? It's Samhain. October 31st to November 1st, or if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, April 31st to May 1st. And what is this tied to, Amy?
Halloween!
Oh, yes.
I really wanted to do some Samhain witchy stuff on Halloween, but I did not.
We were so busy. Oh, it was, yeah. We did, so instead of doing that, we walked downtown for about 3 miles each way, and we're in packed in crowds, which we've already discussed. I hate packed in crowds downtown. It was, but the kids had fun, so that's all that matters. That and Josh held Riker the entire time. So this is a time to accept that death is a natural part of the cycle. It's not a bad thing. It's just there's a beginning and end to everything. And it's a time to honor our ancestors at our altar so we can put pictures up, leave out offerings, and attempt contact.
If you dare.
I do not dare.
I do not dare yet either. Maybe I'll get someone else to dare for me. This is the time when the veil between the spirit world and the world of the living is the thinnest. So if you want to do a little, but you don't have to. Because I have some Ouija stories, but...
Yes, we're not going to do that right now.
No, we'll do that later. We're not going to do it.
Check with us next year.
This is the Witch's New Year, because it's the last Sabbath on the wheel. It marks the end of our cycle of the year. And so, we keep on going, keep on rolling. We especially want to pay respects to the people who have passed during the current cycle. It's time for gratitude for all that you have and everything you achieved this year. So really, you want to reflect. It's a time of deep inner reflection. It's a good time to meditate, and you want to do a big old bonfire to let go of your unwanted energies and transform them into positive energy for the coming cycle. So I would write down anything you don't want to bring with you into next year and just chuck it in the fire. Colors, orange and black and purple, no surprise, but also gold and silver. Plants, the calendula, rosemary, garlic, nutmeg, and sage. Incense, we have sage, frankincense, mint, cinnamon, and myrrh. Frankincense and myrrh? Is it Christmas?
Sounds like it.
No. But also the nutmeg, that's pumpkin spice energy.
Yes, it is.
Yes. It's like a spell, pumpkin spice latte. It's kind of like a spell.
Yeah, just put your intentions into it.
Yeah. Crystals, we got clear quartz, obsidian, smoky quartz, bloods...
I liked the way you said that. I did.
Bloodstone and onyx. Which is a Pokemon.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Shout out if you used to collect Pokemon cards and then not do anything with them.
Or play Pokemon Go. John and I did that.
True. I did that for a little while, but I was at work. So I'd be driving during my lunch break, and there'd be other people there too. Mm-hmm. In their work outfits, just get the Pokemon.
It was a craze at one point.
It was a crazy time.
Yeah.
If you still play Pokemon Go, email me.
Email us. We want to know.
Yeah, email me if you're still playing Pokemon Go and how that's going for you. And what team are you on? Food. We got meat, potatoes. I like those. All that together.
Meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes. Very American. Yeah. Parsnips, pumpkin, apples, spiced wine, and cider. So that concludes the wheel of the year. And when you observe these holidays, it's considered turning the wheel, which I really like.
Yeah, we're turning the wheel and we don't even know.
I know. That's happening around you, you don't even know. So, Amy.
Yeah, those sound really simple, just around the seasons.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, these current Christian holidays, all about bunnies, fat guys, eating cookies.
Buying things, spending money.
Makes no sense. I roll with it, though.
We have to roll with it.
All right, so now I am going to talk about some tips to deal with holiday stress. Typical holidays like Thanksgiving, which is this week, and Christmas, that's in a month. Can you believe it?
Absolutely not. I'm not ready at all. I have not bought a single gift.
I have, but it was for myself.
No shame.
An agenda for next year.
That's barely a gift. That's practical.
I love agendas. It's definitely a gift for me. So I even want to kind of touch on seasonal depression and how to cope with being alone around the holidays. So I'll touch on that a little bit later. So let's just dive in. First things first, be prepared for conflict or stress. If you know year after year you deal with stress around this time, it's best to go into the situation with a realistic approach. Don't think there won't be any stress. Open your mind to it. Just acknowledge that's going to happen.
Yeah. That was my big issue. I'd always put the day on a pedestal and be like, everything's going to be perfect.
Yes.
And then it wouldn't.
You get in an argument with your aunt or something.
Usually it's an argument with your spouse that you're trying to load everything up into the car and you're forgetting stuff.
What, me?
Usually we're arguing because we're trying to rush to 4 different places in one day, load the kids up, load the stuff up.
Yeah, sounds like a lot. Everyone's talking at once, we get overwhelmed, it's just a big mess. Also, an important thing to consider, don't feel like you need to see your family on the holidays. If it's a toxic situation, there's no need to put yourself into that. And if you're scared of being alone, I'll talk on that a little bit later. Just don't feel like you need to go around your family.
Yeah, don't put pressure on yourself that's not necessary. Just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you need to bring toxic people into your life.
Exactly.
Yeah. because that's ruining your holiday, and that's not fair.
No, not fair at all. You need to enjoy your holidays. So if you're trying to weigh some events or tasks, like if they're worth it, like doing a certain family tradition, going to a Christmas play, making dozens and dozens of cookies.
And I did that with Josh's grandma.
My grandma does it every year.
Do you help?
Not most of the time.
You just eat them.
Yes. Yeah, she does too much. She makes a million cookies and like gives them out to everyone.
Yeah, his grandma used to do too much, and she did realize she was getting overwhelmed, yeah. And she pared it down.
Yeah, grandma's getting old. She needs to stop. But she has to make those poinsettia cookies still. They're raspberry like jello mixed into a cookie. It's delicious.
That sounds amazing.
Well, it's not like, it doesn't have like jello texture. It's just like the flavoring.
Uh-huh. I've never heard of that. I must have one.
And she makes it like, she cuts it so it looks like a poinsettia flower.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make cookies this year, but just one kind.
How about those lemon bars?
I don't talk about that. I texted Amy about 2 months ago.
It was like a month ago. Don't be hard on yourself.
Okay. About a month ago, saying that I was gonna make lemon bars because I had accidentally bought a huge thing of lemons and they were still good. That didn't happen.
No. Did you throw the lemons out?
I still have the lemons. They're still good.
Oh, well, I'm expecting some lemon bars next week.
I'll try.
Try your best. That's all you can do.
Yes. So, use my mixer for once that I bought a year ago.
And never used?
Yeah, it's the nice fancy one, the KitchenAid.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll come over and make me do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, if you're trying to weigh if something is worth it, I would recommend making a pros and cons list. Bottom line, don't do something that makes you miserable. And I'm not about to go into detail on my pros and cons list, but okay, I am. I am going to go into detail. What I do...
Do it, girl.
Yes. What I do is you make the initial list, but do not stop there. Do not just tally up the 5 pros and the 4 cons. You have to weigh each pro and each con.
Because they're definitely not the same. Like, exactly. A con is I have to drive.
You know this hack?
I don't know the hack. I'm just guessing.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you.
Okay. Okay, girl.
Don't be ruining my surprise. So, example. A pro of making dozens and dozens of cookies might be that you're able to spend time with your kids cooking together. But a couple cons are that having cookies around makes you want to eat a million cookies. And making cookies means you have to interact with your neighbors to take cookies to share with people. So you take the pros and the cons. You rank each item 1 to 5. The importance of spending time with your kids, say, is a 4 out of 5. The cons of eating a million cookies is a 2. And having to interact with your neighbors is a 1. So, there's 2 items on the con side and 1 on the pros. But once they're weighted, the pros outweighs the cons.
That's amazing. I've literally never heard of that. I'm using that all the time.
My social worker friend told me about it.
The more you know.
She's amazing.
That's the point of this whole show. See a little life tips like that.
So, in summary, you make a list, weigh the list, and then decide if the holiday task is worth it.
That's great.
Yeah. Mind blown, right?
Absolutely.
That's amazing. my new favorite saying, mind blown, in the mind blown emoji.
Yes. Every time.
So next, what you want to do is have a plan. If you know Aunt So-and-so, Aunt Bertha, whatever you want to name her, that she always goes around spreading gossip, have a plan for how you will react to that. So you're going to have a plan. You're going to practice that plan. You're going to study that plan. But don't be discouraged if the plan does not go accordingly.
That's amazing. I usually just like get one-liners in my head ready, but then forget them all and then just sit there in silence.
Yes.
Or start sweating. Turn red.
The important thing to remember is things aren't always perfect, but you want to have what you would do in the...
Like a Boy Scout.
That's the bottom line of all this. Be prepared. So have the situation planned out. It'll kind of help reduce the stress, which is what this is all about, even if it doesn't go the way your mind wanted it to.
Yes. When does it ever?
Never. Sorry about that. We had to do a little edit there because I had a coughing fit. I'm a little sick.
But she's still trudging on, per usual.
Yes, you didn't hear it, but it was intense.
It was scary.
So yeah, that main point there is to have a plan and don't be discouraged. So next kind of ties into that. If you get into a conflicting or triggering conversation, have the discipline to take a step back and remove yourself from that conversation.
So don't get in a screaming match?
No.
Over the turkey?
Or politics or whatever.
I meant like physically, like over the turkey. Like
over the turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're not screaming about a turkey.
No, we don't want you to
have bigger problems about in life.
The turkey was overcooked or
under seasoned.
Yes. Don't comment on that if it is overcooked or under seasoned. We don't want the,
just eat it.
Host to feel bad. Anyways, no one wants to talk politics as they're passing the sweet potatoes and the rolls.
No.
So This can also be tied in with the previous point. So you're going to take a step back, but if it does come up, have the plan for how you will remove yourself from the situation.
And also just know you're not going to change anyone's mind at Thanksgiving. It's not happening. So save your breath and your sanity.
Save your breath for when you have coughing fits. Next is very simple. Lower your expectations.
I live by this.
Yes.
Expect the worst, you'd be like, ooh.
You want some examples?
Please.
Sure. So if you hate wrapping presents.
I love them.
You like wrapping presents?
Yeah.
I don't. I do it half-assed.
I'll do yours for you this year.
Or I'll just use gift bags.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Solutions.
That is a solution. Chuck it in there. A little tissue paper.
Yep.
Call it a day.
Or if you don't have a picture planned out for your Christmas card, don't send one. Who cares?
I've never sent one. That's old school behavior.
Oh, we send them. My mom's like, we need to get our picture together.
That requires planning ahead, so it doesn't happen. I'm always like, yeah, let's get family photos done. And then it never happens. Another year goes by. My phone is still full of pictures and none are printed out. That's going to be my next boss activity, print out my picture.
You know, when you were a kid, did your parents ever send the, not Christmas cards with like pictures, but a Christmas letter?
No, but we would get them.
Yes,
and they'd be the most like bougie things ever. Be like, and she's
bragging.
In gifted school and we went to the Bahamas. And now we have a Ferrari.
Yep, we sent those. I don't think we were too braggy, though. But I mean, we might have been.
I bet they were funny.
Yeah, I think I looked back on one recently. I don't even remember what it said, but it was good. They were interesting.
Yeah. I have lots of Christmas cards that my parents sent each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get that trend rolling again and brag about myself.
The letter.
To everyone.
Yeah, I think you should. This year, especially.
Yeah, I will.
Like, I'm graduating in finance.
I have a dog whose leg is hurting. He throws up in the bed and I don't change it.
Well, okay. When I first came over and her dog was out, I got next to her in bed and we're like doing research and he comes and he just stands there just on all his legs, just standing and just looks right in my eyes and is like, why are you here?
He's got the stare of
hate.
No, of love.
Maybe for you.
You're scared of him.
I was legitimately scared. And guess how big this dog is?
He's a French bulldog.
He's tiny.
30 pounds.
But he's compact like a tank.
He is heavy. If he stands on you,
he is heavy.
It's like weight all in one foot.
And he just got real close to my face and just looked at me. It's like, you're in my spot. I don't know you. That's my purse.
That's my owner.
Yeah. Did you get that reference, Amy?
No.
It's from King of the Hill.
I don't know what that is.
Bobby takes... Okay.
Is that that cartoon?
That cartoon. The
adult,
it's amazing.
Cartoon?
Yes.
I don't watch cartoons.
Oh, Lord. It's barely a cartoon. Okay, so Bobby, the son, he gets beaten up at school and he wants to learn how to fight back against his bullies. So he takes a self-defense class for women. And what they're taught is, I don't know you, that's my purse. And you kick him in the balls. And so that's what he started doing to everyone.
Interesting.
Lily watched that episode with us.
What? I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons as a kid. Still never seen an episode.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all, we need to get Amy rolling with this pop culture knowledge here. I'm just not going to get any of my references.
Y'all might, though. I mean, keep on saying them for the listeners.
Okay. I'll just drop my
and
obscure
I'll just, you know,
little nuggets.
They'll go over my head.
All right. So what else can I do? What about money, Amy?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about next. Did you look over at my notes?
Maybe.
So set a budget on gift giving. Just because you and one of your longtime friends buys each other presents every year doesn't mean you have to continue to do that. You have to communicate with the people in your life.
I communicated with my brother and I was like, hey, we're both not, you know, super rich, so let's not do gifts until
exactly.
You're a doctor and then you can buy me tattoos. Thank you, bye.
Me and my sister, we set a budget for each other.
Oh, I love
so
that.
So it's like a $50 budget, which hers is usually more expensive
because
she's richer. Yeah, that was my next thing. I'm assuming you're getting me a present, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm not getting you anything. Just kidding.
Blast it on air.
No, we'll set a budget for ourselves.
Yeah, how about we make each other something? That's always more fun.
Yeah, we could make each other witch bells like we did that one time. We didn't even talk about that.
And we made wreaths that have witch bells on them. And my daughter was supposed to make one for herself, but I wound up making two.
One for your daughter, one for yourself.
Yeah, I did. And hers looked better than mine, which I was mad about. But that was really fun.
I see them hanging up at your house when I come over.
Yeah, I need to find a better place for the other one because Riker keeps hitting it.
Mm. Another important thing is to focus on the most meaningful part of the holiday. And this can be different for everyone. Some people might find meaning in Jesus, others might find it in family, and others might find it in giving. You know, those little Salvation Army things outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, give to that.
Not the Salvation Army, though.
Oh, No? Mm-mm. Okay, don't give to that. Don't give to that. Don't talk about Salvation Army.
Yeah, they're homophobic.
Are they?
Yeah. Their shelters won't let like gay or trans people in.
What?
Yeah. Give to a more local place.
You know, when you go to Panda Express and they say, do you want to round up? Go ahead, round up.
Yeah. Or if my favorite place to give is to foster care of your local area. That way you know that kids right there in your local region are being helped. Like my daughter got a bunch of clothes together she didn't want to wear anymore because she grew out of, but they're still really good quality. And so I emailed, it's called the Care Closet, and we donated clothes to there so that...
That's so exciting.
I know, because foster kids don't always get the newest or cutest clothes. And that's yeah. not,
but you have new and cute clothes, so you gave those.
Yeah, Target.
Oh, yeah.
Old Navy. H&M.
Yes, just give. I used to set, not a lot, $15 a month, because I'm broke, to give to charity.
That's enough. Anything is enough.
Yeah, I don't do it anymore, because I kind of lost track of my budget. But I'll get back on my budget. I make a new spreadsheet. It starts in December for the new year.
Yule.
Yes, exactly. Starts in December, and I have a new budget all planned out on my Excel spreadsheet. So I will add that giving back into it.
That's great.
No Salvation Army, though.
No Salvation Army.
Okay. Next, you want to... Well, I can't tell you what to do, but it would be...
But we will.
Yes. It might be less stressful to make the time more enjoyable. Ways to make the time more enjoyable might be like playing a game, lighthearted games like Say Anything or Apples to Apples.
Or Cards Against Humanity.
No. That's around your kids.
Oh, I thought you just meant in general.
No, with family.
Okay. No, do not play that with family.
No.
Take that back.
Don't go sitting around the coffee table playing Kings with your grandpa. No one wants to know if he's never have I ever had a threesome.
What's Kings, though?
It's that, you don't know what Kings is?
I don't drink.
I'm the sheltered one. It's a drinking game.
I don't play any drinking games, Amy.
And each card has a set rule, and Jack is never have I ever. So oh, you no. put three fingers up and say never have I ever. You ever played never have I ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was like 14. So there's lots of never ever at that point.
Yeah. Well, don't go playing that with grandpa and grandma.
Definitely not.
No.
Find out family secrets you wish you didn't know. We've already done that.
Play like apples to apples. That's safe.
Rated G.
G for grandpa. Another thing to make it more enjoyable is kind of ask different questions. I know we all hate, like, when are you getting married? When are you having kids? It's important to ask questions that kind of matter and pertain to a person's life.
What's your greatest fear?
Yes, those deep questions.
What's your earliest traumatic memory?
I do ask those. I do.
I love it because it makes me think.
I love asking questions, fun questions. So you get to know the people in your family. I mean, I myself couldn't tell you what my cousin does for a living, but that's because I don't ask the right questions. Yeah. I ask questions like, what's your first memory?
Absolutely do not ask, when are you having another kid? When are you having a kid? When are you getting a boyfriend, girlfriend? What are you going to do with your degree? Don't do any of that.
No, don't. I had a couple good questions to ask, like, how is your career going? How did the career change go, if they're doing career change? What are some of your hobbies that not many people know about? And I guess I need to add to my list, what do you do for a living?
What's your favorite snack? Do you have any with you?
Exactly, that's the most important.
Do you have a cat? Can I pet it?
There you go. Ask those fun questions. I love fun questions. Lastly, another way to make the time more enjoyable would be to just remember gratitude. I write down one thing I'm grateful for each day in a journal that I got, that Emily ended up getting because she copied me.
I am not original, I'm sorry. But I got the journal because I loved that gratitude portion, because I feel like sometimes I'll get bogged down in my day and kind of forget what the core, you know, the really important stuff is.
How about that water portion as well? You kind of get caught up in your day not drinking water as well.
So yesterday I realized I didn't have a single drop of water, Amy.
Oh gosh. I think I thought about texting you yesterday. I put Mio in my water and I said, oh, I should text Emily, see if she drank water.
I do put Mio in my water. And then last night at 1 a.m., because that's how late I stayed up working on these scripts.
I stayed up till 2.
I was like, Josh, I need my water. Did I drink it when he brought it?
No.
Absolutely not.
Not a drop.
Not a single drop. I usually talk about, it's the littlest things too. Like, it doesn't have to be something big. It can be, I'm grateful
for going on a walk with Amy.
Yeah, for going on a walk. Or I'm happy that, like when Lily was sick, I'm happy that she's feeling better.
I write small things too. I just it's good to go back and reflect on your day at the end of the day and just remember like one good thing that stood out to you.
I love like going back and looking at the week and seeing all the little things, or like, I'm glad I had time to do this activity, or I finally cooked something that was delicious.
Lasagna. Like that.
So, I actually made Korean tacos a couple nights ago. Those were very good. So
sounds good.
Maybe you can have some next time. There's meat.
You always say, maybe you can have some. And the only thing I've ever had from you is lasagna. I'll save some for you.
There wasn't enough left to save because everybody liked it so much and they ate it all.
So now I kind of want to give some quick tips on how to deal with seasonal depression on top of this holiday stress. Obviously, I don't have a magic cure.
Raise your hand if you need a magic cure. Raising my hand.
Yes. It's all probably repetitive stuff that you've heard before, but it's a good reminder. So first, obviously, get outside for a walk. If it's too cold, just get some quick, fresh air. Like when I let my dog out, I'll stand outside and wait for him to go potty.
Or you can even like lay in a sunny spot like a cat inside.
True. Feel the warmth. I got a big window in my living room. I'll just sit in my window, get that sun. Another important thing is to get a light therapy lamp. I really don't know if they work. I have one. I use it. I don't know if I see a difference.
I think they work. Yeah. My brother, when he was in college, he was living in an apartment that had no windows, which I didn't know was even allowed. Yeah, they had crazy. Just like a fake window with like a light in it. It's like, who are you fooling?
Yeah, I had a doctor. He said it had to be like 1,000 lux or whatever, and it has to sit within arm distance of you. But he said they work if that's the case.
Just get like 4 of them, blast them.
Yes. I have one. I turn it on in the wintertime. I haven't used it since last winter. Haven't needed to. So another important thing is to eat unhealthy meals in moderation. As a matter of fact, do everything in moderation, like alcohol consumption, unhealthy meals, even spending time with family you can do in moderation. And yes, I do eat 12 pieces of cookie dough some days, so I do not have room to talk. But I do want to say that I feel 10 times better when I don't eat the cookie dough and when I wake up and go for a jog.
But it's also good to not restrict yourself, because then you just crave it more.
Exactly.
And then that's when you binge.
For me, I'm like an all or nothing girl. Obviously, the cookie dough.
Got cookie dough yesterday.
Do?
I did.
Don't tell me that.
It's sugar cookie. It's organic.
I never get the sugar cookie.
I let Lily pick.
Okay.
We had 6 pieces each last night.
There you go.
They're small. It's like a nickel size.
Okay. My advice to you is to not be an all or nothing girl, and that moderation is key. Next, obviously get the right amount of sleep. I think it's about 6 to 9 hours. Sleeping too much is a thing. It can make you even more tired. I know that because at one point in my life, I slept for, not kidding, 20 hours a day.
How did you even have time for anything sleeping that much? Or did you just not?
I didn't. I was going through a hard time in my life.
We all do.
Yes. So I was living with my parents, so I just slept, got up and ate a meal. Went back to sleep.
Yeah, that ain't good.
No, it was bad.
But also getting like 4 hours of sleep at night is also
true.
That ain't good. And this is especially true for new parents, because you're up like every couple hours feeding the baby. And some people feel bad for sleeping during the day when they're new parents. Do it. Take 4 naps. You will lose your sanity, especially during the holidays. You want to push through. Don't do it. Don't feel pressured to do all the stuff you usually do, because you can't. And there's going to be a screaming baby at the end of that day. Been there, done that 2 times.
Yeah. Lastly, on the seasonal depression topic, I just want to say it's important to talk to someone. Communication is important, whether it be with a friend, a partner, or a therapist. Therapy can point you in the right direction of medication, and medicine obviously will help with seasonal depression. It's not a last resort. There shouldn't be a stigma behind it. Like my psychiatrist says about ADHD, you can make lists, set reminders, and alarms all you want, but the medicine will help it bring together in your mind.
I love that.
I love it too.
Or as Josh says, ain't no shame in the medicine game.
There you go. A little more casual than mine. Yeah. I know I went into some personal information there. That's enough for one episode. Let's talk about being alone now. If you're alone.
I'm alone now.
Exactly. Is that copyright?
No. It's only 30 seconds and it was sung terribly, so no one's coming after me.
So if you're alone for the holidays, just know you're actually not alone. There's lots of people who want to be with their family but can't. Some people are grieving the loss of loved ones around the holidays.
Yeah, that's the first holiday after a loss is always the toughest.
Yeah.
So I would reach out to people that you know are going through similar losses or have, and they'll understand.
Good idea. I'm not going to cry. Some things you can do to help cope with being alone is treating yourself. Give yourself a present to a spa, or if you don't want to go to a spa, I know I'm too scared to, have a at-home spa day. Or take some time to read a book, learn a new hobby, just spend some time with yourself. Also, it's good to talk to friends, finding people who are in similar situations, or just friends who are willing to listen.
Definitely important.
And I'm not going to say invite yourself, but when you do talk to those friends who are willing to listen, tell them your lack there of plans.
And they will invite you.
Yeah, you may just get invited.
Yeah, because a lot of times they want to invite you, but they don't know if you want to come, so they don't know if they want to invite you.
Yeah.
But just be like Amy and be like, hey, I want to come. And be like, sweet, I want you to come too.
Yeah. I invite myself everywhere.
I'm one of those people who's like, I don't want to invite her. And then she says no. And then I'll feel awkward. But get over yourself.
And then lastly, remember the positive things you have going on in your life. You can even do this by taking a solo trip around the holidays. Taking some time to yourself can really help you reflect on these good things. I know that's something I've been planning for a while, but haven't really had the confidence to do yet.
I've never traveled alone.
Yeah, I really want to. I think it'd be fun. I'm sure I'll get there one day. Maybe next Samhain, since it's the time to reflect.
We could go to Salem.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Put it in the books.
Okay, I know that was a lot of information to take in. Let's just close it out with a recommendation. Emily?
All right, so this week, my obsession has been the Netflix series Lock and Key. It was actually based on a comic book, which I read the first one of, graphic novel, sorry. And I loved the graphic novel, and so when it came out, I immediately was like, gotta watch it. It has all the things that I love in a show. It's got mystery. It's got magic. It's got an old, spooky Victorian mansion with hidden spaces and teenage angst and romance. There are currently 2 seasons available. My husband and I binged 5 episodes in one night.
I could not do that.
She doesn't binge. She's an
30
odd
minutes
one.
Into an episode, I'm like, when is this over?
Hey, this is boring. Gotta go. Whew, so I think that's enough for one day. Thank you all for listening.
Don't forget to take some time to de-stress this week. Check out our website for all our links and everything mentioned in today's podcast.
Today, we please ask that you give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps us get higher up on the rankings and more people can listen. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.